You're listening to SBS News.
Commonwealth Bank of Australia Chief Executive Matt Comyn says the bank's acceptance of a $700 million fine over its anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism case is an acknowledgement of the bank's failures. The bank has admitted to the 53,506 breaches it's been accused of by the regulator AUSTRAC. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the CBA's disregard of its anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism obligations had allowed criminals to exploit its systems and put the Australian community at risk. Despite the Commonwealth Bank's admissions and revelations from the Banking Royal Commission, Federal Treasurer Scott Morrison says the fine is evidence that the financial monitor is effective.
What it demonstrates is that the regulatory authorities here have been on the job, both in investigating these matters and prosecuting them, and ensuring that action was being taken immediately in relation to these egregious events.
The civil penalty is much higher than the $43 million Tabcorp paid last year over breaches of the same law and far exceeds the $375 million CBA had set aside to cover the issue when it announced its first half results in February. However, it fell short of the most dramatic predictions of more than $1 billion and was greeted positively by investors. But AUSTRAC Chief Executive Nicole Rose says the penalty still sends a strong message to banks that serious breaches will not be tolerated.
There was no criminality on behalf of CBA. This is a massive non-compliance issue. And whilst I won't want to preempt what the court will be looking at, they have to look at the fact that this needs to be a deterrent, which I think it very much is. The banks are not the target of AUSTRAC. The criminals that use financial institutions to launder money and finance terrorism are our targets.
Treasurer Scott Morrison does not believe the bank will increase fees and charges to its customers to cover the loss, but Labor's finance spokesman, Jim Chalmers, was quick to remind the government this is one of the major banks it wants to give a multi-billion dollar tax cut to. As for the impact of the decision on investors, CBA shares rose slightly in early trade on Monday and were still buoyant later in the day. Analyst Brian Johnson from equity advisors CLSA Australia says the fine will have little impact on the bank's bottom line.
We're not really out of the woods yet totally. All we've done is we've resolved the Australian anti-money laundering, and it's still got to be resolved. It's still got to be basically approved by the courts, so there's still the risk of offshore action. But certainly I'd heard figures bandied around of as much as a few billion dollars. Got to remember, Commonwealth Bank is a very profitable bank. They'd already provided $375 million in the first half, so another $325. It certainly creates a one-off earnings hit this year, but it really has no impact going forward.
The banks will pay $2.5 million in legal fees as part of the fine, which is still subject to federal court approval. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.